Well, again, what we're trying to do there, as well as in many other areas, is to create a new model that I think is a very productive one. What I've seen since I joined the Financial Services Committee as a freshman Democrat this year is that the Federal Reserve Board has been financing secret bailouts, not only in the United States with our own failed big banks like Citibank, but also in other countries. They handed out over $500 billion in the past 2 years to foreign central banks, and they've been financing bailouts in other countries when people here have been losing their homes, they've been losing their cars, they've been losing their jobs, and small businesses can't get any credit that small business needs to survive. So I think that this is a really wrong set of priorities. I've criticized it. We haven't been able to get the Federal Reserve to do anything about it. And we need to find out exactly where our money's been going. This is a fight that Ron Paul's been fighting now for over a quarter of a century. He initially introduced this bill to audit the Federal Reserve Bank and find out where our money's been going 26 years ago when I was still in school. And I'm happy to say that we got, because I took this bill that had only Republican support, and got more than half of my Democratic colleagues to support this bill by sitting down with them week after week and explaining it to them one by one individually, we've now reached the point where out of the 435 members of the House of Representatives, 312 of them are co-sponsors of this bill. We've taken a bill that was stigmatized as a Ron Paul Republican bill, and we've made it into a bill with complete bipartisan support. And recently, just in the past couple weeks, we got it passed. We got it passed in the form of an amendment to the Financial Reform Bill, which is one of these must-pass bills that's definitely going to pass the House. And it's even stronger to have it as part of that bill than a standalone bill. And I'm very pleased to say that it's great to be able to take a bill that was a partisan bill, make it a bipartisan bill, take a bill that was a good idea that had been laying around for a quarter of a century and finally get it passed. This is the first time this bill even had a hearing, much less pass the House. And I'm very happy to be part of something like that. I think people want bipartisan solutions. And I think this is the first time and the only time all year long that they've actually seen that coming out of the House of Representatives.
So. Our District 13 Congressman is Vern Buchanan. Today an email went out from an individual, Kendra Munz, president for Sarasota Alliance for Fair Elections. She was being courted to challenge Vern. She withdrew her self as a candidate today, citing him as a Goliath, and that this is not the time to be challenging him. What message would you like to send out to the local Democrats about that?
Well, many people think that Christine Jennings actually won the election 3 years ago, and there's plenty of evidence to support that view. That was a midterm election, just like the elections that are coming up in 2010. I don't know why anybody would think that Vern Buchanan or any other Republican in the state is invulnerable. In my case, I'm the first Democrat to represent downtown Orlando in 34 years. We did it by people power. We got enormous turnout among Democrats. We got enormous turnout among Latinos and African Americans. Brought Latinos almost up to the turnout for the rest of the population. From a point where they had been turning out less than half as much as others. We qualified for the ballot on the basis of signatures on petitions. We needed 4,000 signatures. We got those 4,000, and then just to show that we could do it, we got 4,000 more. We got people excited about the idea of change and excited about the idea of taking power over their own lives. That's a model that can be repeated everywhere all over the state. This is depicted by some people as a 50-50 state, but actually at this point we have well over 500,000 more Democrats than Republicans all around the state. And people can change those numbers and make them move in our direction. In our case, barely a year ago, back in April of 2008, there were 14,000 more Republicans than Democrats in our district. Thanks to our efforts through field work, we changed those numbers, and now there's 10,000 more Democrats than there are Republicans. So I think that the old watchword among Democrats, organize, 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 is the way to overcome any of these problems and the way to beat Republicans. But I will tell you this, you cannot beat a Republican by being one. If people have the choice between a real Republican and a fake Republican, in other words, a Democrat who's pretending that to adopt Republican policies, they'll always choose the real one. And the Republicans understood this a long time ago. They mobilize their base. They make promises to their base, and they keep those promises. And we Democrats have to do the same thing. They promised tax cuts for the rich, and they deliver tax cuts for the rich. They promised endless war to help their defense contractors, the constituency, and that's exactly what we've seen. We have to promise better health care, better education, better transportation. We have to promise meeting human needs, and then we have to deliver on those promises. And when we do that, then no Democrat will ever have to worry about re-election or election in the first place. People will want Democrats in office because they'll see that the Democrats are doing good things for them.
For WMNF, this is Virginia Hoffman reporting from Sarasota.